From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, January 17th. Butte County was hit with a trio of high-profile arson fires last year. The Thompson Park and Bidwell Mansion fires were all started intentionally. And officials say the number of arson arrests is on the rise. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more on why.
Since 2016, the number of arson arrests made in California each year has more than doubled. Cal Fire reports it made over 150 arson arrests last year, and nearly 15% were in Butte County. The county's district attorney, Mike Ramsey, says the 20 arson arrests made last year in Butte County were due to the hard work of fire investigators. They were aided by the prevalence of video surveillance cameras.
Be they standard license plate reader cameras, or just citizens' ring cameras or home surveillance cameras.
Ramsey says arson investigations are a two-part process. The first is to investigate the burn scar to determine where and how a fire started and whether it was caused by nature, an accident, or human intent. If it's suspected to be caused by arson, investigators start trying to track down a suspect. An ever-increasing number of cameras has become essential for this, like in the case of the recent Bidwell Mansion fire.
There's something like 500 cameras on the university campus. Start tracking this figure back to a car. This particular car had certain brake lights that were out that made it unique. Now it's a matter of following the breadcrumbs and seeing where this car shows up at various locations.
The court proceedings for the Thompson, Park, and Bidwell Mansion fires are all underway. Ramsey said all three cases are evidence-intensive and will take time to complete. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
In other news, firefighters are still working to contain the wildfires devastating the Los Angeles area. Meanwhile, a group in Butte County has been working this winter to reduce future catastrophic wildfire. The Butte Prescribed Burn Association started 5 years ago. It's been growing and treated around 200 acres last year. Dallas Kohler is a fire program manager with the Butte Resource Conservation District. It runs the Prescribed Burn Association.
Prescribed fire is one of those unique things where neighbors can help neighbors. And it doesn't have to be big. You don't have to be burning 10 or 100 acres. If you can go out on a Saturday afternoon with your friends and burn a quarter acre or a half acre around your home, that's a big win.
Kohler encourages anyone interested to contact the Butte Prescribed Fire Association. They can assess whether conditions are safe for a burn on properties of all sizes. And Paradise residents might have the option to choose a cheaper energy provider soon. The town council approved a motion Wednesday to move towards adding Pioneer Community Energy as an alternative to PG&E. Pioneer is a community choice aggregation program that sources power at a lower rate. If approved, residents could expect to save about 10% or opt out of the program if they prefer. All the townships in Butte County have been invited to include Pioneer as an energy provider. Oroville and Live Oak have also moved forward in the review process. The expansion would launch in 2027 if approved. Also, Paradise residents have new requirements for creating defensible space on their properties. The Paradise Town Council Tuesday night approved a new 50-foot defensible space requirement for properties 1.5 acres and above. This is a 20-foot addition to the previous 30-foot requirement. The smaller landowners will now be required to remove all weeds across their property in addition to larger landowners. The council made the changes following recommendations from Cal Fire and to entice insurers to return to the wildfire-prone area. The new ordinance will go into effect in 30 days. And finally, the Santa Ana winds that firefighters in Southern California braced for earlier this week didn't arrive. As reported by the Associated Press, if they had, firefighters might have faced something even more ferocious than flames. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The concern was that they could see fire tornadoes or firenados. These are rare, but they can form when extremely fast winds sweep through an extremely dry area, like drought-plagued Southern California is now. These whirlwinds are as intense and concentrated as tornadoes. They put out a lot of smoke, hot gases, massive ash clouds, and embers that travel great distances. Like other tornadoes, they can even make their own weather with clouds and lightning. They're unstoppable and extremely dangerous. A firenado as large as 3 football fields killed one firefighter when it exploded near Redding during the 2018 car fire. Researchers say there's still much to learn about firenados and are now creating their own small-scale versions in laboratories. For NSBR News, I'm Ken DeVall.
And those were your headlines for Friday, January 17th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.